This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
Making your Monday more bearable with Big Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub. Brekkie Bears, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Melbourne. It's a bright and sunny Monday morning. Good morning, Luke.
Yeah, it's a little bit. I was just checking the outside the window.
It is a bright and sunny.
It's behind me. I couldn't see it.
Yeah.
So I was like, what are you talking about?
It's lovely today. It's like
it is lovely.
It's probably going to get really hot. In fact, it's meant to be 27 today.
Not as bad as 35 this coming weekend. Ugh. Yuck.
35.
Staying inside, hiding away.
Air conditioning?
Yes.
Oh, I love air conditioning.
Yeah.
It's like,
hopefully our good friends at the swimming pool invite us over for a swim.
Oh, that would be nice.
That's the ideal.
Well, that's what I'm doing for Christmas Day.
I know, I was invited, but we already have plans.
Oh, there you go.
So there you go. That's fine, whatever.
Whatever.
Enjoy the pool, like, whatever, bro.
Exactly. We've got an amazing show today.
We do, actually. It's jam-packed, like, so much jam. Strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, it's
Toe.
Crazy. Why? Did you do that?
I don't know. Oh,
no.
Look, it's such a good show. It doesn't really matter anyway because we've got Taylor Henderson coming on the show.
Yes, we're going to be talking to him later on about what he's up to at the moment, including Carols by Candlelight, which is here again.
Exactly. But I can't believe it's been a year and a half since he was in the studio last week.
Yeah. He's just a great young artist, Taylor, and that'd be very cool to talk to him again, that's for sure.
And you had a great interview during the week that we're going to play as well.
I did, yeah. Louise Adams, who she came runner-up in X Factor about 3 weeks ago, so it literally just finished, and I got to talk to her about the entire rollercoaster ride that it was.
Hot off the press. How's that?
Hot off the press.
Can't get
really
much better
cool.
than that.
Very, very cool.
We've got a couple of other subjects and another person coming into the studio late in the show.
Yeah.
We've got to be on our best behaviour, though.
Yeah, big boss.
It's the general manager of Joy's coming in to us. Imagine if she told us off on air. Oh, no, that'd be horrible.
We can't do innuendos. No. Like, we just have to be really like...
Oh, no, it is Amy. Come on.
Yeah. The wonderful Amy Moon will be joining us to talk about the fact that today is the kickoff of Joy's 94 Days of Summer.
Exactly.
So exciting.
94 days, and it's a beautiful day to start it off.
Exactly. And so lots going on.
Lots of music today, like J-Ho.
I think it's Jai Ho.
Jai Ho?
Jai? Jay?
Oh, you're a ho.
Why are you doing this to me?
Because we're making your Mondays more bearable.
I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. Jai Ho.
Pussycat
Dolls and AR Ramen. Good morning. You're on the Brekkie Bears on Joy.
And how was your weekend, Luke?
You know, it was all right. Yeah, it was okay.
Good.
Yeah,
it was good.
Well, like, I worked on Saturday, so again, like, whenever I work, I feel like the weekend is just like it's half a weekend, you know. So
yeah,
so I worked on Saturday. Did actually on Saturday night. It was my partner's nephew's 18th birthday.
Right.
And so we went out for dinner to a place that does cocktails and stuff like that.
Oh, nice.
And I pretty much was like the bad influence uncle.
Oh, so you got your nephew drunk.
Well, responsibly, because...
Responsibly, I hope.
I kept saying this is cocktailing responsibly, but like he's 18 and hadn't had cocktails before. So, it was a quick transition for him.
Okay.
Yeah.
He learned
about it. But look, he was 18, and, you know, I always, you know, always think with young kids and stuff, it's better to have some drinks with your family.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're there with them rather than often doing it by themselves.
In a supportive...
Yeah.
Yes.
And, like, his mum wasn't going to be all about it, you know what I mean? And neither was my partner, so I sort of took that role of, like, you know, it's your 18th, let's have a drink kind of thing. Because that's what you do when you're 18, you have a drink.
Well, I would have thought you were out partying with your friends when you're 18.
Well,
I would have been.
He'd probably do that as well. Like, I'm sure it wasn't the only celebration he's going to have.
Oh, good.
But this was, like, the family...
This was the official family one.
Yeah, this was the family dinner thing, you know what I mean? So I'm sure, and I hope he'll have, like, his own 18th and... have all sorts of stories from that.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was like the family thing, so.
Oh, that's nice.
And his birthday was Thursday, so I think that I was officially the first person to get him to that point, which is very exciting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go Luke.
Yeah, you know, the cool uncle, man.
Corrupting minors.
He's absolutely.
Oh, but he's not minor anymore.
Well, no, he's exactly. 18. He's an adult.
He's an adult now.
And he's family, so that's fine.
Oh, he's family.
Well, you know, partner's family.
Partner's family.
That's my family as well.
That counts. Yes, that counts. It does indeed.
Apart from that, yesterday I did nothing, which was awesome.
Yeah, I know.
Love the nothing days.
I had a nothing weekend, actually.
Yeah.
It's like, didn't do much. Had a haircut.
It looks nice, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I had a massage yesterday, which is
ooh.
Good. Love having a massage. You know that.
Ooh, interesting.
But weird. Right, this is weird.
Oh, God.
This is weird.
Uh-oh.
I go to my little Chinese massage place, which I really love. They do great massages.
Yeah.
And I got this woman who I don't usually get.
Right.
And she was a bit old. She was a bit creepy.
Ah.
And she would just for example, she'd lean down and whisper in your ear. And it was like, he said all right. And, you know, and I was like, it's like, But then,
it's the grudge.
This is the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me during a massage.
Oh, God.
She stuck her fingers in my ears.
I'm sorry,
like,
what?
Not a little bit, like full on stuck her fingers in my ears. And I thought, that is going too far.
In what context, though? Like, just like to massage the inside of your brain? Like, that
is
just trying to access memories or something?
It was very, very weird.
It's like some Avatar Matrix thing. Like, what?
I don't know what the hell she was doing, but oh my God, that was weird.
They weren't wet, were they? It wasn't like a wet willy.
Well, no.
It was just fingers in ears.
Just weird.
I've never heard of that before as a massage practice.
Has anyone out there had that happen to them?
Maybe it's some ancient practice.
Well, they do practice Chinese massage. It's where they get their elbows in and make sure that it's like deep tissue.
So have you ever had a massage where you've had someone put their fingers in your ears? 0427 joy 949 is the SMS. I want to know, because that's
it's weird, isn't it?
I've never heard of
I was a little shocked. I don't think anyone has had their ears massaged. Not like not internally, because no one messaged us.
You say like, internal ear massage, it just sounds so wrong.
I know. I felt like a Ferengi.
A what?
You know, like Deep Space, like Star Trek, Deep Space Nine, Ferengi.
I don't.
Okay,
but okay, cool.
Because they've got big ears and they like their
ears. Oh, massage. The big ear ones. Yeah, I think I do know who you're talking about now.
Anyway, after the news today, so we got. Lovely Anthony Bandel coming up with the news shortly.
The lovely. The delicious.
And then we're going to be talking about... What are we talking about? We're talking about...
What are we talking about? Well, no, something happened to me on social media recently.
Yeah.
And it's a question of morals and a question of, you know, what is the right thing to do in this situation? And it got so involved in the situation that happened with me that I got into an actual bona fide Facebook fight with somebody who I love dearly, like a friend, a really good friend.
Yes. But you're always getting the Facebook fights.
I don't like that.
You're a bit controversial on the Facebook.
Here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
The issue is, right, people post things on social media without thinking about it, and I just call them on their BS.
You're right? The Facebook police.
No, I'm not the Facebook police. I don't sit back and let people insult and attack other people.
That's right. Yes.
I defend the people who don't defend themselves because they feel like they can't. Because they're upset about what's happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're the Wonder Cup.
I'm the Wonder Cup,
defender
man.
Of the week. Defender of the...
Put a freaking cape on and
exactly.
Get on there, like, legitimately.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, that's good.
So we are talking about something that happened on social media, and I want to know what you guys think, because I think it's wrong. And I want you guys to tell me what you think about it.
But we're talking about that after 7. I went to the Joy Christmas party as well, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Down at the GH.
I wanted to go. I was spent...
It was all right. It was good.
Yeah, I regret not going, actually.
I actually really enjoy those events because, you know, you don't get to see other people outside of the times you're in it, Joy, usually.
True, yeah.
And it's really nice catching up with people. I mean, I caught up with a lot of friends. I met some people that I didn't... Like, you listen to these people on the radio all the time. Like, we're the same as everyone else. Like, we listen to them. We don't know who they are.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you face-to-face, like, oh, you're so-and-so.
Yeah.
Like, I actually met Stephanie, who... Steph, who filled in for us once.
Oh, right.
And it was like, she's lovely.
Yeah.
She's lovely. Yeah, she is. Yeah.
Thanks for doing the show.
Thanks for doing the show.
Yeah, Steph. Cheers. Yeah, cheers.
And, you know, people like that, and, you know, you don't get to see them outside the normal hours. So.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Yeah, so that was fun. Now, Luke, you've had a little bit of a thing happen to you on Facebook.
A thing.
A thing.
It didn't so much happen to me, but I do want to talk about it. Look, if I want to talk about all the things wrong with social media, we don't have time. We don't have all day.
No, we don't have...
So I'm going to pinpoint and drill down on one particular thing. Now, yes, it resulted in me getting into a fight with someone. We're still friends, though. Like, we've been friends for like 10 years, and afterwards we were like, all right, I disagree with you, but whatever, let's move on. But what happened was... They put a post up of some random person in a cafe, and this person was like, you know, a sort of a muscly kind of dude, like a token kind of hot guy, and this person was sort of slightly bent over the counter, like paying for his coffee or whatever, and he was wearing shorts, and so you could see his legs and his thighs and sort of his butt through his shorts and all that sort of stuff, right?
Exactly. So he's a hottie.
Couldn't see his face. He was a generic hottie. Not my thing, but like appreciate whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway... The thing is my friend that posted this photo did not know this person. Just took a sneaky kind of photo on their phone, thought you're pretty all right, took a photo, and then posted it up on Facebook.
Yeah.
And said, "Whoa, check out this guy's nice ass." Now, a bunch of people then jumped on and said, "Oh, yeah, whoa, woof, grr, he's gorgeous, right? Look at those legs."
Yeah.
And there were women as well. There were, you know, it wasn't just like, you know, gay blokes doing it. There was women on there too going, "Oh yeah, he's all right. Where'd you find him? He's pretty cute, blah, blah, blah." And I just thought, bit creepy.
Yeah.
Bit creepy, you know?
Exactly.
Bit creepy to take a random photo of a stranger in the first place.
And look, it does happen all the time. I mean, I've seen
it.
It happens a lot. And people do this.
Now, I ended up being called out after the fact because I said it was creepy. And I got called out for being a prude, having no sense of humour, on having, you know, no life, all that sort of stuff. I was told off, basically, for saying it was creepy. For calling out that I thought that taking a photo of some stranger and putting it online and everyone ogling over it was creepy.
Yeah, exactly.
And I guess I don't understand. Like, a lot of people... think it's okay. And look, maybe it is. Maybe I am a prude. Maybe there's something wrong with me.
Look, I mean, and I've just been doing a little bit of research, and I'll give you the legal thing here.
Technically.
This is technical, right? Technically, he's allowed to do it because it was in a public space.
Yeah.
If you're, if you've got a photo taking of you in a public space and you're not trying to be private, like, putting your PIN number into an ATM or something like that.
Yeah.
It is totally legal for them to take a photo of you, and it is actually totally legal of them to post it.
Right.
Now, that's the legality. Now, morally.
Well, morally is the question, isn't it?
Is the question.
So, what I want to know is, guys, do you think it's okay to take a photo of someone, a stranger, and then post it up on social media for your friends to see, and then you can all have a chat about it and be like, "Oh, yeah, they're pretty cute," or not, I don't know, and share it around and have everyone sort of talk about it online.
Yeah.
Do you think it's okay?
Do you think that is okay? Like, I've seen pictures of people on the train.
Yeah.
I mean, it's public space.
On the train, cafes, like at concerts, you know, all sorts, at bars, you know, all sorts of things, you know? So, obviously, a lot of people do it, and I guess also, do you do it? Have you done that before? Have you taken a sneaky photo of someone, like a stranger, and then put it online and been like, "Oh, yeah, this is a bit of all right"?
Yeah, let us know.
I'm sure it's happened. So, tell us. SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au and tell us if that's something that you think is acceptable and okay, or if you think, "Oh, you know what? It's a bit creepy." I'm genuinely curious because I felt bad after calling out my friend. I was told off, and I'm sort of like, "Well, is it just me? Am I a prude? Maybe I'm the wrong person here."
Well, I've seen those before and thought, not much of them. I don't think much of the photos either.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take a photo of someone in public anyway.
Yeah, that in itself is creepy to me.
To me is a little creepy.
Look, SMS 0427 Jory 949. Let us know what you think. Now, we've been talking about social media a little bit.
Yeah, and talking about taking photos of people and putting them online.
Yeah, like is it acceptable to take a photo of a random person that you think is hot and then putting it on the internet for others to judge?
Now,
basically.
Yes. Now, Mick the Copper.
Yes.
Mick actually says, and I think he might know about things like this, he says that there is a thing called stalking.
Yeah.
So maybe this would come under the stalking laws instead.
I mean, it kind of does, doesn't it? If you're taking a photo of someone without them knowing.
And then posting it online.
Because then what if someone, like, sees that and's like, where is he? I want to find him, you know?
Well, that's
and I
it.
Guess you sort of wonder where the line is drawn for that sort of thing. Another message in from Clayton. Now, I was saying before that I think that it's a bit, you know, a bit wrong to do it. Personally, I think, why would you do that? It seems a bit weird and a bit stalkery and creepy. Now, Clayton says, Luke, you're certainly not a prude. Thank you. You have a very valid opinion. Having said that, if anyone wants to take a photo of me and post it saying, check out this hottie, please do. Not going to happen, though, he says. What might happen, Clayton?
Clayton, you're a hottie. Stop that.
Another message in about this one as well from Daniel saying, guys taking selfies of other guys doing exercises is the worst. Or doing exercises wrong is the worst. Absolutely not okay. However, we all wish we were the guy with the hot ass, don't we? If I had that hot an ass, I'd let the world stare.
Well, fair enough, Daniel. Robert has also messaged in. He said, sorry, man, you're 100% wrong. I would have to unfriend you. You're way too sensitive to be on Facebook. Who made you the social justice police? It's okay to think it's creepy to yourself, but then to have posted it on his page is wrong. Ooh.
I totally disagree with you, Robert. I mean, if I've got a friend who I'm honest with, right?
Yeah.
And I think something they do is creepy or funny or whatever it might be, and they post it publicly, I'm well within my right to comment on that with what I think.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to play the devil's advocate for 1 second. Don't you think it would have been better to, instead of saying to your friend publicly so everyone could see, what about private messaging saying, hey, man?
But I'm not going to... But everyone else commenting on his thread was saying, oh, that's hot. Yeah, I would totally post a picture like that. That's awesome. Yeah, who is he? Guru, did you get a face pic? All this stuff. And when everybody else is saying all this positive stuff and reinforcing that it's okay to do that, and I think it's morally not okay... Yeah, I'm going to say, nah, that's creepy, man. Like, yeah, I find it creepy.
All I'm saying is maybe do it privately, not publicly.
Maybe they shouldn't publicly post pictures of people online,
well,
though.
Well, look...
You know what I mean? And that's
and you
where
know I
me,
agree with... I agree they shouldn't be doing it. And I mean, when I see that sort of stuff, it's like, okay, whatever. I mean, I wouldn't take a... I personally have never taken a moral stand
100% wrong. I mean, let's be honest about it. What if it was your daughter? What if it was your sister, your mum?
What if it was your boyfriend?
Your partner. And someone took a random creepy photo and shared it online saying, check out this ass. You know? Does that make it okay still? If it's someone that's close in your life like that? Are you like, oh, yeah, whatever, do it, you know?
It's okay with Clayton.
It's Facebook, so it's fine. Like, you know what I mean? Like, where is the line have to be drawn?
I'll be back with the full bulletin at 8.
Thank you very much, Anthony. Now, Anthony, have you ever posted a sneak peek of pic of someone?
Don't think so. I'm trying to think of it. I don't tend to do that. I'm not a big... I don't really take selfies or anything either. I'm not a big photog person. Even when I travel, I end up having like maybe a dozen photos. I tend to just...
Enjoy the experience.
And, yeah, that's right. And rely on... I went to a wedding on Saturday and I didn't take a single photo because I knew they had an app and everything else that other people were uploading photos to.
All right, yep.
Live as we went. So I thought, well, I'll just rely on everyone else.
Yeah, yep. Everyone else is going to do it. So I'll just sit back and relax.
And I'll have a drink while they're... fussing with their camera, their phones and their cameras.
Very good.
You're living the moment, that's the thing.
Living the moment.
Perv exactly. On someone, don't take a photo of them.
Yes.
You know, you can perv.
You can be creepy by just perving on them.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, like you don't have to. A bit of drool, you know. Like.
That's right.
Yeah. Ooh, thank you very much, Anthony. We'll see you in half an hour.
I've had some more messages in about this topic. Now, I had a message in from Lance, actually, in regards to taking photos of strangers and posting it online. Now, Lance said, it's totally creepy. Lance had some random guy at a smoking booth in an airport try and take pics of him. Even after moving to another location, he sneakily followed and tried again. There's no consent at all. Being in a public space, it should be safe and free from scrutiny. This goes for celebrities also.
Not a happy Lance.
Fair enough as well. And Amy messaged in as well. Hi, Amy. Of course, we love Amy here on the Brekkie Bears.
We do.
She says, the problem with objectification is you can't change its mindset. I'm a public place. Images of strangers are permitted. Mm-hmm. It's just poor taste.
I agree with you, Amy. Totally.
So yes, that's so. Look, appreciate that feedback, guys. I still think it's a bit creepy when it comes down to it. Even my mum said, she messaged in and said, "Look, it's an invasion of people's privacy." And you know what? There's a reason why people can't even take photos of like their kids playing sport because it's creepy. You know what I mean? So
yeah. You
have to find that line with that sort of thing.
I'm just having a bit of a laugh because not one but two people have actually messaged in saying, did Anthony say Turkish fisting vessel? I think Turkish. He meant fishing.
Definitely
it
fishing.
It may have been
100% meant fishing.
He meant fishing. Whether he said fisting, I'm not too sure.
From one great guest into another this morning.
I feel
crazy.
Like we should have some uplifting, like, gracious music happening. You know what I mean?
You didn't give me enough of a heads up.
I didn't. I did not give you a heads up, so we won't do that. But we have got in the studio the general manager of Joy, Amy Moon. Hello, Amy.
Hello. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Nice for you to be. I don't think you've been with us on the radio before.
No, I haven't been on with the Brekkie Bears yet.
Exciting.
Yes. Now you're here to launch. I'll let you launch it. I don't want to say it. What are you here to do, Amy?
Well, we're all pretty excited around these here parts at Joy this morning because today launches our 94 Days of Summer campaign, and I'm so delighted to be able to join you this morning to let all our listeners know about it.
Yay! 94 Days of Summer! Not 94.9 days of summer, just 94 days of summer.
No, well, you know, we kind of tested that around the office and it sent everyone into a little bit of a spin trying to work out what 0.9 of a day was. So we just thought we'll just let it go and we'll just call it Joy's 94 Days of Summer.
I agree. It's 0.9 of a day is a bit silly.
Who's counting that?
So tell us about the 94 days of summer. What have we got planned?
Well, so many big things on the horizon. One of the biggest things that I'm really looking forward to in summer is Midsummer Carnival Day.
Yeah.
On the 17th of January. Super excited about that because Joy is co-presenting the main stage this year. So
awesome.
Get on down to Midsummer Carnival because all your Joy favourites will be there, but also some really special celebrity guests will be on the main stage. We're super excited to be working with the gorgeous and wonderful folks at Midsummer. They work so hard.
They do.
And it's really nice. We're in the same building. We're just one floor apart and it's gorgeous to be able to run downstairs and chat with them and find out what's going on. And now that the Midsummer season has launched, there's so many people here at Joy leafing through the program guide and circling what they're going to be attending. So we're really excited to be working in partnership with them this year.
And it's going to be a great day at Carnival. It always is. Yeah. I was on the community stage last year and it's just an amazing time and everyone's having fun and it's great community spirit as well.
You're absolutely right, Mark. It's just one of the most gorgeous days that we all really look forward to. But it doesn't end there. Regular listeners of Joy will know that we usually have a summer of joy that goes from the beginning of December right through until the end of March. And so we decided to be a little bit easier on ourselves. And 94 Days of Summer goes from the 14th of December, so today, through until the 17th of March. So
17th of March.
That's right. So lots happening in that time frame still. Backyard cinema is going on. We're partnering with Mardi Gras again to do some really exciting stuff. And of course, Pride March here in Melbourne. There's so many things on the summer calendar. Lots of people talk about winding down to Christmas, but there's no winding down here at Joy. We are absolutely amping up for 94 days of summer.
There's never amping down at Joy. It's always up. Now, saying that, let's get to the important things.
Yes.
They're prizes. We got prizes.
Yay. We sure do. So in conjunction with our 94 Days of Summer, we are running a huge campaign to get people to join Joy as a member and to renew their membership. And we've got some pretty darn amazing prizes. So If you sign up or renew as a member during the 94 days of summer, you'll go into a major prize draw at the end. And we're not revealing that just yet. We're keeping that pretty awesome prize up our sleeve. But every entry each week goes into a weekly reward draw. And this week we've got a really fabulous prize. It's 5 VIP gold passes to the Rock City New Year's Day party, which is at the Railway Hotel. And then you get to go in a limo and head to Rock Candy New Year Nights party at Track.
So oh my God, that's huge.
It's party central. So that is a pretty amazing prize. We're really grateful to Rock City who've sponsored that. And if you renew or join this week, you'll go in the draw to win that prize. Easy. Amazing.
It is amazing. So all the party people in the house, you need to renew your membership this week. And I believe if you're already a member, you can refer someone and get your name in the draw as well.
Well, the person who you refer will definitely go in the draw. That's for sure. So sign up, get your friends to sign up. And can I just say, great Christmas gift present for this
perfect.
Year.
That's
Joy a, membership.
That is a great membership. Membership, and look, it does keep us on air as well. Let's face it, we don't run on air alone, as we like to say around here.
That's right.
It's like we do need the money. We don't get a lot of funding. In fact, you know, besides a few grants here and there, we don't get government funding. And between subscriptions and sponsorship, that's how we survive here at Joy.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know people support us out of the goodness and kindness of their hearts. People don't do it just as a throwaway thing. They do it because they love Joy. They care about us. They care about keeping us on air. So it sounds a bit trite to say it, but there's never been a better time. Join up now, keep us on air, and we look forward to seeing you across the 94 days of summer. Don't be a stranger. Come and say hi.
Well, we're here. We're always here,
yes.
Though. We're like the bad smell that you can't get rid of, aren't we, Luke?
Or the furniture. I'd
or the furniture.
Say that.
The hairy furniture.
It's like fairy furniture.
Fairy.
Furniture. That's good. That's good, right?
Sorry, Amy.
She's shaking her head. We're both fired now.
Amy, thank you very much for coming in. We feel like I think you should have a big pair of novelty scissors and a big bow to cut or something. It's the 94 days of summer. Launched here. Right here on the Brekkie Bears.
Yay!
Yay!
You can cut Mark's beard with those scissors.
I cut it on the weekend, though. It's already cut.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Amy.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you throughout Joy's 94 days of summer. You're on the Brekkie Bears on Joy.
Not too hot, not too cold. Serving breakfast radio that's just right. Mark and Luke are the Brekkie Bears. Joy, 94.9.
Yes, 5 minutes to nine here on the Brekkie Bears. So the show's almost over.
Almost over.
And what a show it's been.
Oh, look, can't talk highly enough of Taylor Henderson. I love that guy.
Yes, yes. And
he's
Louise
so
Adams
nice.
As well. Yeah. She's amazing. And look, if you missed the interviews with Taylor Henderson or with Louise Adams, our special guest today, they are going to be podcasted probably this evening, so follow the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9 on Facebook and also on iTunes and Stitcher, your favourite podcasting programs. Check the Joy website if you want to hear those interviews, because they're going to be online pretty soon, today
Very
or
soon.
Tomorrow. So if you want to hear them, if you missed them, make sure you give them a listen.
Thanks to our wonderful podcaster, Robbie. And if you are wanting to get involved in podcasting with Joy, go to the website, joy.org.au, and click on podcasting and you can get involved in the station. It's a good way to get involved.
Yeah. Big thanks to Amy Moon for jumping in the studio as well and telling us all about Joy's 94 Days of Summer.
94 Days of Summer!
Yeah. It's like a big announcement. So very, very cool. And, of course, coming up next week as well, Brekkie Bears.
We're going a little bit country.
Hey. Going to be a little bit country. I have had the opportunity to have a couple of really nice chats with some country superstars, actually. So one of them is Amber Lawrence, who's been around for a while, but she actually won the Golden Guitar for Best Female Artist of the Year this year, which is a really big deal in the country music industry.
It's a huge deal.
She's lovely. So I had a chat with her about her recent live album that she released, yep, and also her new single. On top of that as well, I interviewed a really nice bloke called Troy Kemp, who used to be part of a duet called McAllister Kemp for the last 6 years.
Yes.
He's now gone solo, and he's also won some big awards in his time. He's pretty much seen as a country music legend here in Australia, so I had a good chat with him as well. Now, both those interviews are going to be on the show next Monday.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes, and we're going to play
some big country.
Big country. So we might play some more country music on the show, which would be great.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
We don't play enough country. And of course, if you want some more country, you can always listen to Q Country on the weekends.
Yes. Fantastic
show.
Absolutely.
Lovely show. What's happening on Critical Hit on the weekend?
So Saturday at 3 p.m. It's our big one. It's our last major show of the year, because we're going through our top five games of 2015. So,
ooh,
doing a countdown about our favourites from this entire year, and there's been so many fantastic video games released this year. It's going to be a fight, I tell you what, to try and figure out the number one. So make sure you're listening this Saturday at 3 p.m.
mine,
and hear all about it.
Mine would have to be Dragon Age 2, but that's just me.
Which is a few years old, but that's okay.
Is that a few years old?
Dragon Age 2.
Yeah. Oh, no, which is
Inquisition?
The latest one? Inquisition.
It's still a year old.
Oh, okay.
That was
it's
one of our big games last year, but that's all right.
Okay. That's
yeah. What's
then,
on the woods on Thursday?
Look, I do know what's on the woods, but I can't say because I haven't got confirmation yet.
Secret squirrel.
But we do have a lovely guest lined up. And besides that, bear stuff.
Bear stuff. Where it all happens. So that's The Woods at 9 p.m. on Thursday. Critical Hit at 3 p.m. on Saturday. And then, of course, we're back again next Monday, like I said, with Breaky Bears Going Country.
This has been a podcast for the Breaky Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.